This is Embracing Change with Lakrita Bowman and Jennifer Osborne. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Embracing Change. We are very glad you have joined us for our continuing conversation on resetting the comparison of body, soul, and spirit. Last episode, we had an excellent conversation about the body, and we're going to continue that. This is kind of a little more deeper dive into that, and the subject today is hardware versus software and how it relates to the body. So talk a little bit about the differences between the hardware and the software as it relates to the body, just in summary, I guess.
Yeah. Well, for me, the hardware is what you can see. So if you see my eyes, and if I have glasses on, my glasses are my hardware. My software is what is in my brain that is creating me to have visual imperativeness.
Okay.
And so a lot of times when we talked about this on a podcast a long time ago, when God said that you'll be able to do greater works than me, then I'm going to be an optician and I'm going to be able to, where the blind can see. People wear the hardware of glasses and contacts and they get surgeries because those are hardware things that they do, but the software is the things you can't see. It's in the brain, it's in, you know, and that kind of thing. And so it goes back to what's in the body as far as shape and size, visible, not, you know, what's visible versus what's non-visible, what's weight, you know, the way, if you can feel it and touch it, the weight of it versus something you can't touch. And so I think about, for me, the body when it gets malfunctioned, like when people have strokes or they have heart attacks or they become drug addicts, or there's certain things that we can see that's not operating in 100%. You talked about the dwelling of the Holy Spirit, you know, the indwelling of Christ in us. This is our house. My body is a house.
Yeah.
And it has everything, my legs, you know what I'm saying, my feet, my hands, my arms, my shoulders, my neck, my head, you know, my everything, my digestive system. You don't see those things. Those are software that you don't see. What you see is the food I put in my body and then how it digests inside. That's what life is all about. Everything is about a hardware versus software and the things that you can see and the things you cannot see. And so I just think that that's what, when we talk today, we're going to more or less talk about those kind of experiences where I have seen people, you know, have a stroke and have to relearn how to talk, have to go to occupational therapy, speech therapy, counseling, because what they once had, they no longer have now.
Yeah. I think about my tumor from my neck that was supposed to be this harmless little fatty tumor removed, and it totally paralyzed me when I first woke up, and then I had to strengthen my arm to even be able to lift a fork to my mouth. And that was such a weird feeling, that there was such a disconnect between my brain and the nerves and the signals down my arm, because that tumor had been pressing on the bundle of nerves called the brachial plexus. And yeah, it was just a random thing. So I've been going through therapy.
So
to get the body
to get the body back to, yep, to operate to its full capacity.
Yeah, it's almost there, but yeah, it's been a year and a half of retraining, relearning, re-strengthening. And
that's what life is about,
yeah.
Constantly understanding, making adjustments, changing the hardware versus the software of our lives. You know what I mean? The indwelling of what's in us. And how do we take care of the things that people don't see versus the things that people do? And so it's just about how do you look at it versus, and how do you take, the brain to me is a hardware. You know what I mean?
It's, yeah,
it's hardware. It's just, it's a computer in our body that operates everything. I mean, seriously, it's just amazing to me. Even sleep, you know, like we fall into a deep sleep, and it reminds me in the Bible where it says that the Lord God formed man from the dust of the ground. And he breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. And then man became a living soul. Genesis 2 and 7.
Whew.
So in other words, he took dirt.
Yeah.
Come on, just dirt.
Whew.
Breathe in it. And it became life. And we became who we are. So he was indwelling in us. And it goes to what you were talking about earlier.
Yeah, about a book I've been reading called Back to the Gospel. And the chapter I happened to read today, it was just interesting. I think it was God preparing me for this very podcast about how in the Old Testament, the Spirit of God resided in the tabernacle. And so, you know, wherever they took the tabernacle, that's where the Spirit was. And with Jesus coming, now the indwelling of God is in us. We are the tabernacle. And how we, as believers, I don't think it's forgetting. It's just we move on in our brains to other thinking and, you know, doing for others. And it's like, if you really get that you are the indwelling of God in your body, you are a tabernacle. That is powerful. Everything that you do, everything, like your words, how you interact with people, it's all of it is
the energy you give out.
Right.
You walk into a room and you can control the environment. Someone used to tell me, and I did it consciously, BC, and sometimes with Christ. The exact same thing. Like you said, the indwelling, if I'm representing the indwelling of who he is, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And how we affect other people because he lives in here. He said that's what he did. He breathed into our nostrils and made us a living soul.
It just blows my mind every time I think about that miracle of how he did that, how he put his very breath in Adam, how he... We only breathe because he gives us that breath.
He did the first mouth-to-mouth.
Oh, yeah. That's a really cool way to look at that. Yeah?
That was the first time that mouth-to-mouth, you know, we talk about, you know, when people are having a heart attack and the compressions and breathing into them. And just imagine that when you get, you know, when you get into learning all of the stuff about that, you know what I mean, to bring somebody back to life if they have... you know, lost consciousness, and they want you to give, what's the word? I can't even, it's that word.
Oh, CPR?
CPR.
Yeah.
Thank you.
No,
that's okay. When they do CPR and you do the compressions and the breathing and, you know, but who was the first who did that? God was.
Yeah.
He did that. He did that first.
To give complete life where there was none.
None. And if we can do that, when someone is dead, have a heart attack or a stroke or whatever, and they're not breathing or they're choking, and we have the ability to breathe into them and make their lungs compress again. And they are actually, and then I've seen the paramedics say, if it wasn't for you giving CPR at that time, that person would have died.
Right.
So in other words, it was the breath of my life, but it was the indwelling of what was in me from him to be able, that is the hardware of the software. The hardware was my breath, but the software was the fact that it can give another person life. And it can also, my words and my breathing can also take life away from people by the way we speak to them, the way we ignore them, the way we treat them, the way we act with them.
Right, right. Because the tongue is a powerful thing, right?
It has life and death in it.
Yeah.
So, but just the fact that the breathing, he was the first one to do CPR.
Yeah.
And blew life into Adam from the dust and the dirt.
Wow. That's such a cool image when you think about that. I mean, really, it just kind of blows my mind. But yeah, so that makes us more aware of like just being thankful for the very breath that we have in us, that we didn't make ourselves breathe. We don't make ourselves live, exist, have the things that we have the abilities that we have, except that by the goodwill and the love of Christ. And that just mind blown.
I know. And it's just amazing, though, that we sometimes take our breath for granted.
We do, yeah.
We just take it for granted. We don't know how precious it is because no man knows the day or the hour that breath is going to leave your body, that you're no longer going to be able to inhale or exhale, or you may take your last breath.
Yeah.
You know, so I am learning that the hardware is being more, the software is being more aware of the hardware. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Being more conscious of it, the energy I give out, how I enter a room, you know, making sure that, you know, I'm speaking to you. How are you doing today? And even for me, when we talk about hardware and software, because we talked about it in the last episode about how God made us, and but then how our experiences, right, recreated, changed our likeness and our image of ourselves.
Yeah.
And so for me, because I have been that kind of person all the time that I'm going to get you before you get me, you know, that was my survival skill was I'm going to be 3 days ahead of you versus 3 days behind you. And, I'm going to always be ahead of you versus behind, because what pushed me to survive was different than what pushed other people to survive. And so I've had to rewire, come on, my software, where you said earlier that it was natural for you to be empathetic and vulnerable and emotional.
Even to hide.
And even to hide.
Yeah. You to know, not be like out there and
to be seen.
Demanding my way, right? Ever.
And I'm going to be demanding and having my way. See, I was the difference. But see, now what I have, the software, what God and the indwelling of the Holy Spirit is doing for me, he's teaching me those skills, those soft skills, that software again, to walk into a room and be mindful of what I say to people, how I say it, if I should say it, when I should say it, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
How I should say it, you know, my presence being, you know, like, am I representing him in the atmosphere of my presence? Does he have the posture of my heart and my mind and my life and how am I positioning myself to present him as an indwelling in the earth?
Yeah. That's so, good.
But I had to rewire the software of my brain and emotions and my thinking. I had to really redo them. It was like rewiring, you know, the transmitters. And really die into those things. Like when I think you and I had a conversation and I said to you, I think a couple of weeks ago, and I said, well, I'm going to have to ask myself, where is that coming from? Because I'm in a season that, okay, why am I thinking like that? Why am I feeling like that? Or it used to be a time I would automatically think I knew what I knew, but now it's like I'm stepping back. So it's like the hardware has been replaced with some new software. You know what I mean?
You've had an upgrade.
I've had an upgrade. And so some of it,
we have,
you know what I'm saying? Yeah, upgrades, and they just download to us. And, yeah. And sometimes it happens and you don't even know. And I have a friend that I walk with, and she and I was talking, and I think she said it very well, that when she was listening to the last episode of the podcast, and she was saying, LaCreedy, when I was talking about the Tesla, and she said, you know, most of the thing I've watched you do is that you walk by faith. You just go out and do it. But you do it in a way that you walk it out and you look for God to meet you where you're walking. In other words, you believe if God tell you to go do it, you're going to go do it. You're not going to hesitate. Where most of us do hesitation and we wait for the confirmation, you walk by faith and then look for the confirmation.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You're looking for it the whole time, but you're walking by faith, and then all of a sudden the confirmation will come because you actually walk it out and then it meets you. But it's just the power of our brains of how we can create. Life and death is in the power of the tongue. We can create what it is we want. We can think it through. We are him inside of us. He has dominion. He's limitless. And we have created him to be in this small little box, and we have taken for granted some things that we don't know how powerful we are.
Amen, sister, preach it.
We don't know.
Right. So good.
You know what I'm saying? That we have created the smallness of who he is.
Limitations. We limit God.
We have.
We do.
There's everything. That, I mean, and it's just been mind-blowing for me. The thing that I'm just, my whole life, oh my God, is changing the way I see myself, the way I see other people, the way I see the world, the way I see the hardware versus the software, and how I'm just, like you said, downloading, reprogramming, you know, upgrading, all of those things, letting go, having emotions and knowing that I don't have to let my emotions override me, but I can sit in the emotion long enough to see what it is saying to me, but not let it dictate to me.
It's not the truth, but it's your body interpreting.
Exactly.
And you have to say, what am I interpreting? And what is that really hitting? It doesn't necessarily mean the truth.
It's the truth. Yeah. And being able to distinguish at the right time what that means. But being willing, like when the veil was torn and he said, I have the ability to boldly come to the throne of grace. Come on. Now I'm able to know that when that veil was torn, I no longer need someone to go before me. I have the ability to go for myself.
That's right.
And I think that a lot of times there's nothing wrong with help and support in the natural way. But there comes a time that God's not going to do for me what I can do for myself. So the hardware versus the software is, what is the things that I'm allowing to be downloaded to me in my body, in my mind, in my brain, in my, you know, in my sight, in my ability to use my five senses? That's hardware. But it comes from a software space for me. That is my relationship to myself, inside myself, with myself, and the indwelling, as you talked about, of the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
Tabernacling with me.
That's right. That's right. And whereas your transformation has been taking place to make you reinterpret how you survived and, you know, the giftings God gave you, mine was learning that indwelling of Christ gave me my, I don't want to say self-image, but I guess that is kind of what it is. To know the truth of who Christ called me to be and to not live in shame and to not always put myself in the back seat.
And not to always say I'm sorry.
Right. Christ is in me. And that's kind of a side joke, folks. I say I'm sorry a lot. I'm trying to break myself and Lacrita's trying to break me of it too. So anyway,
yes.
It's absolutely true, but absolutely. So my software is being transformed, if you will. You know, I'm learning that I have confidence in Christ. I have strength in Christ. I am not a second-rate citizen. I don't have to always defer to other people. I just need to follow what God's called me to follow after, and that's Him, to know who I am, know what my image is, and go that route. So it's funny how we're both coming at it the same way, but it's really just letting Christ transform us. If He's living in us, He is totally redoing us in whatever way we individually need to be redone, right?
And that's it. He lives in us, and He is glorified, and He is identified, and He is the image that I put out, and not myself. You know, we're going to talk about in the next episode about the soul, where the personality lives, right? And it's, you know, we all talk about, you know, it's a consistent redemption. It's been redeemed. It's not, you know what I'm saying? It's constantly been, you know, but it's a little bit here and a little bit there, here a little, there a little. And we're constantly being transformed it's in our thinking. Romans 12:1 says, be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Be ye not conformed to this world, to this body, to what you see, to the way you don't make your life surrounding about what you see and feel and think and all of those, because feelings are yours, but they don't make them true. It's just a feeling.
It's just your interpretation of a situation.
Exactly.
And it's okay to have the feeling, but it doesn't necessarily tell you the truth about the situation.
And that's why we have to be more curious. And more, you know, I used to be more concrete. So I've been transformed from concrete to curious. Like, it used to be absolute for me. Absolute, that is the way it is. I don't care what you're talking about. What you're saying ain't right. I'm right, you wrong. Concrete. Now I'm more liquid and I'm more curious. But there's some things that are absolute for Lacrita that may not be absolute for Jennifer. And that's okay. I have learned the and in both. Hmm. They complement each other. And the comparisons is not about I'm comparing myself to someone else as much as I am comparing myself to me, but I'm also learning to complement me in my comparison. And I am learning that the way I see things is best for the way Laquita lives. The way you see things may be best for the way Jennifer lives. And it doesn't make yours wrong and mine's right. It just makes mine diverse from yours. And we can still be unified in our differences.
Yeah.
And respectful.
Yeah.
In how we perceive things in the body, in the software and the hardware.
Not be so black and white and unyielding.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And not be willing and be open. You got to be careful even with words now because fluid means so many different things now, you know, but I call it liquefying, being willing to be flexible and open and having God have a stream in me that he can say, I need you to move this way. You know, I need you to sit still. I need you to just be present. I need you to see what it is you're feeling, not just feel it. I need you to see it.
Yeah.
I need you to form a vision of what that feeling is like. You know, and it could, it's just many things that I've been seeing lately. And it's like, my God, oh my God, dominion. That's what he said he gave us. It's like, I'm powerful and yet I'm powerless. And my powerlessness is because I surrender and yield to him. Mm. But it gives me the power.
Yeah.
To be so much more than I ever thought possible.
Ephesians 3:20.
Yes, it is amazing. Thus, and then even the fruit of the spirit of self-control,
yeah,
and discipline and accountability are also soft and hardware of things in my life. It just amazes me on how that all comes into place.
Yeah. Isn't it amazing that we get to walk this journey that God in his mercy and his graciousness invited us along?
And that's what I'm saying. And that's the thing. It's like our body and our brain is our hardware to our beliefs.
Yeah.
That's, you know, it helps us to kind of establish our belief systems as we talked about last podcast. And then that now comes into where did those beliefs come from? It's the body of information that you've had, right? It is the brain where your computer in your head is. And some of us, you know, are born with different ways. You know, we could go on with different kind of diseases that people are born with or some, you know, malfunction that has happened and they've had to relearn and retrain. But it's so amazing to me how God knew it would happen. And he already prepared it before it happened. He prepared a way out. He prepared a therapist before you needed the tumor removed. He prepared, you know what I'm saying? When I look at Down syndrome and different things, he had prepared a neurologist before it happened. He just knew what was going to be needed in order to live in the body of this world. And he created people diverse to have different interests in order to be able to create the software and the hardware for the lives of the reconnecting of relationships and the things that we were going to need in order to live in the world that he created. That just blows my mind that he went before us. And it wasn't like he decided today. No, he didn't create the table today. He created the tree first, and the table came out of the tree. So he knows what we're going to need before we have need of it. And he already has provided it. We just have to show up for it. But it's there.
Yeah, it says he devises an answer before we call.
Exactly.
And so that means, and sometimes you see this in your life and it just blows your mind. It's like, okay, God, you just, where you will get an answer to a prayer and you realize that answer was years back and being prepared. I've had a few situations like that where it was like, oh my gosh, like this answer, it started way back here before I even knew that I needed to pray for it or had a need for it. And it's like, wow, God, that just, man.
I mean, and that's it. It just kind of blows the mind.
Yeah, it does.
It shifts the brain.
Yeah.
It shifts the perspective.
Yeah.
It shifts the whole, I just think it just does a whole mind-blowing moment in your life that you see yourself. You know, and I think about a friend that lives in Washington, Teresa, we all know that I've talked, and
she's been on this podcast, actually.
Yes, and she has like her 5-year vision plan and how she watches those things in 5 years come to pass. The 5 is the number of grace, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so 6 is the number of man. And so 7 is the number of completion, and 8 is the number of new beginning. And so, like, you know, it just, when I look at her and I think about the things that she saw, she knew, she saw it 5 years before it happened, but she put it on the frame and framed it in front of her, and she didn't hesitate, nor did she snooze. She just kept on moving towards what she believed that she could have, because the power that dwells in us allows us, because he says that you have the power to speak it into existence. So if I can speak it, he spoke the world and it became. Mm-hmm. I have the same power that he has because he dwells in me.
Mm-hmm.
So whether I see, people don't understand, whether you believe in God or not, you have him in you, and you can still use what his principles, and they will still come. The same outcome will happen. So just how much more those who believe, the power we have, because we believe in him. And our relationship is connected to him being the source and we being the resource.
Our roadblocks are removed from him using us.
Exactly.
When I was in the world, obviously I had indwelling of God in that I was alive, I could breathe, like it was only his goodwill that lets me breathe. He causes the rain to fall on good and the bad, right?
Just and unjust.
Right. And it's just in me accepting Christ, the roadblock is removed. Therefore, he can flow through me more readily.
Exactly.
And do and use in whichever way he says to go.
And it goes back to what you started, the indwelling of the tabernacle.
Yeah.
The body is his house. And he wants to know, how are you allowing me to operate? What am I resetting? What are you comparing me to? From your software to your hardware. What are you doing? What parts of you need to be reset? Most of us, all of us, most of us, a lot of us need to be reset.
Oh, I need to be reset probably every day in a different area.
Amen.
That's why just depends on the day.
Daily, I give you your daily bread.
Right.
Take no thought for tomorrow, because tomorrow takes care of itself and it brings all the trouble it needs.
I think I
on
would
its
be,
own.
That's right. I'd be overwhelmed if I looked at what I was going to encounter tomorrow, dealing with everything I'm dealing with today. So
yeah,
that's funny. Wow. I hate to end this conversation. This has been so good. Oh my goodness. I hope you guys have stayed with us and got everything that we were talking about as far as the indwelling of God within us. If you have any questions, I always include our email address in the description. We'd love to hear from you, and we would love to answer any questions that you would have. So thank you for joining us. Our next episode, you won't want to miss. Thanks, guys. Hi, guys. Every week we get the honor of spending time with you, sharing our hearts, and offering insights into all the ways we get turned around as people, and hopefully showing an escape route to better choices. Another place that is offering the same type of path for better opportunities is City Gospel Mission. Since 1924, they've been a beacon of hope to the homeless, those recovering from life-controlling issues, youth, and to those needing job services. If you'd like to volunteer or donate, you can visit www.citygospelmission.org.
That is www.citygospelmission.org. Thanks. You've been listening to the Embracing Change podcast. Music production and mastering by Gone Coastal Productions. Podcast editing and production by Jennifer Osborne. Podcast copyright 2021 by Lacreta Bowman.